Today's Shira Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Beis, and we begin with the very last line of Nun Aleph Omud Aleph, still in Simen Lamed Beis, Hilchus Tefillin, with Sif Lamed Vav. And the Mechaber writes, Yaseh kol parashiyoseh pesuchos. When the Sofer is writing the parashiyos of the Tefillin, they have to be what are called pesuchos, which we will explain momentarily. Chutz mi parasha achrona haksuva batorah, as opposed to the last parsha of the four parshos, which is Vahoyo Im Shemoa, which is last in chronological order in the Torah, that one has to be written stuma, which means closed. The Im Shina Apostle. And if you don't follow this, the Mechaber says it's Apostle. What exactly do we mean by a parsha that is psucha and a parsha that's stuma? So in Dirshu footnote 186, he brings down a little introduction to this based upon a Braisa and Shabbos, which says, Parsha Psucha lo yasena stuma, stuma lo yasena psucha. When you're writing Sifrei Torah, you have to make a parsha that is open, has to be done open and not closed, and vice versa. A parsha that's supposed to be closed is not allowed to be open. What do we mean by this? So this is a machlokas he brings down between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam's opinion is, Parsha Pesucha, the definition of an open parsha, is a parsha shemaschilim lekosva betchila sashita. It starts at the beginning of a row. The harevach shelofaneha, and the space right immediately preceding it on the preceding line, pasuach ayideh shemeniach bishita leshelofaneha chelek kishir tesha osios. The last words, or the last space really of the preceding line, a space of at least nine letters, nothing is written there. And this is now, when he starts on the next line, that's called a parsha that is psucha. Uki shaloni shar bar revach kazet. If you don't have from the finish of the last line, the line above you, to the line where you are right now, at least nine letters, then you have to leave an entire row empty, miniach shita shlema pinuya, in order for it to be called the parsha psucha. That's the Rambam shita. How does the Rambam define stuma? That's a parsha shemaschilim lekosva be'emtza hashura b'sofa. That's when you begin to write a new parsha in the middle of a line or at the end of a line, not at the beginning of a new line with a space preceding it. V'yesh revach b'tchilas hashura be'emtza. And when you write a stuma parsha, there will be some space at the beginning or middle of the shura before you start writing the new parsha. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rosh says, however, that a psucha parsha is one shemeniach b'tchilas hashura shir tesha osios cholok. You leave at the beginning of the line nine letter spaces empty. U'masr l'tov b'shom v'hola. And then you can start writing, and that's a parsha psucha. Alternatively, it could be like the Rambam, shemeniach b'sof hashura tesha osios cholok u'masr l'tov b'tchilas hashura shalachra. So he agrees with the Rambam in that respect, but he also says that it's called a psucha if you have a beginning of the line space of at least nine letters and then you write the parsha. He calls that psucha as well. How does the Rosh define stuma? Sheyesh revach b'emtza hashura, there's a space in the middle of the shura, u'mishnei tzidi harevach kosov, and before and after the space, there is writing. So the before is the conclusion of the preceding parsha, and afterwards is the start of the next parsha. And that's what he calls a parsha stuma. U'kamokein, miniach cholok, shito shlema, v'hisra l'tov b'shura, shetachtel, rezu stuma. And likewise, he says, if you leave an entire row empty and you start writing in the next row, that's also called stuma. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya brings down that a Yerei Shemayim should try to follow both the opinions of the Rambam and the Rosh. They don't fully disagree with each other, but where they agree, you should try to follow the opinion of both of them. Such as the Hainu Kishabolich Tov Parsha Psucha. When you're writing a Parsha Psucha, Yisayim is a Parsha Shalofanea of the Emtza Shita. Finish off the preceding Parsha somewhere in the middle of a row. Leave nine spaces at least till the end of that row, and then start the next Parsha on the next line. And that's a Parsha Psucha, both according to the Rosh and according to the Rambam. So that's the ideal way to do it, to be Yotzei both. When you're writing a parsha stuma, yisayim is a parsha shelofaneha b'tchilas hashita, finish off the preceding parsha at the beginning of the row, leave a space of nine letters, and then start writing on that very same row the next parsha. And in this way, you'll be yotzei both the Rosh and the Rambam, because both agree that these are the definitions of parsha stuma and parsha pesucha. Then he tells us, by tefillin, yesh luch tov kifishen ksuvos b'torah. By tefillin, we have to write them the way they are in the Torah. which means that the parshios of Kadesh, Hayoi, Kviyacha, and the Ushma, Yesh Tov Psuchos, they are written Psuchos in the Torah, so they should be written Psuchos in the Tefillin, which we'll explain momentarily. However, the parsha of Hayim Shemo, which is written Stuma in the Torah, should be written Stuma in the Tefillin. And that is what the Mechaber has said. This is now a little bit more better understood. And now we can go straight to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kufnun Hei. The Mishnah Berurah says, when we say that all the parshios have to be psucha, rotza lomar, mitfilin shoyad. We're talking about the tefillah shoyad, which is written on one parchment. So you can have the concept of psucha and stuma clearly. Hol, the heinichtofos beklafe achod, they're written on one parchment. B'shayach ben psucha ustuma. And you have, therefore, the idea of open and a closed parsha, because there are other parshios around it. You leave the nine-letter space at the conclusion of the end of the first writing of the first parsha, and then you start the next parsha at the next line, which will be the top of the next column. So then that second parsha is called psucha. This is exactly the same way it's written in the Sefer Torah. When you're going to the next column, and the preceding column had a space of at least, the preceding line of the last column had a space of at least nine osios. However, that's where the Tefillin Shel Yad, we have multiple parshios on the same cloth. Avo b'tefillin shel rosh, ha-parshios nechtovin al-dali klofim. But for the Tefillin Shel Rosh, we have four separate compartments, and you put a separate parchment, one parsha only, in each compartment. So then he says, ein lahakbid behem psuchos ustumos. Then there is no concept of psucha and stuma, because you can't have psucha and stuma when you're only dealing with one parsha. However, he says the minhag is, however, to still write this as psucha or stuma. This is the opinion of the achronim, and he tells you look in the bir halacha, which says that the prima godim is very, very strict about this, and the prima godim is machmir even b'diavad that you should write these parashios in the tefillah shel rosh that are psucha, and that are stuma, and even b'diavad you should. It's not good if you don't do this. Sivkot and kufnun vav. The Mishnah Berurah writes that when we say that the parashios have to be psuchos, except for the last one, v'hoyo im shamoa, it's because shegimel rishonu shehem kadesh v'hoyo kiviyacho and shema are psuchos in the Torah, as we've already pointed out. And the parash of hoyo im shema is stuma. Therefore, tzorich lichto b'tfilin gam kein kocha. Therefore, we write them in the tefillin the same way they are in the Sefer Torah. When you conclude Kadesh, you don't conclude at the end of the line, you conclude it somewhere in the middle of the last line, leaving a space of at least nine letters. And this way, the parsha of Hayo Kivyacha, which will begin on the next top of the next line, or the next column, Tiyah HaParsha Psucha Kimoshi B'Torah. And this will be a fulfillment of that idea that it has to be like it's in the Torah, psucha, so too over here it's psucha. Similarly, the parsha vayoki v'yacha, kidei sheparsha shma tia psucha. Same thing we'll do with the end of this parsha, don't end it at the very end of the line, leave at least nine spaces there, and when you start the parsha of shma on the next line, on the next top of the next column, so therefore it will be psucha. However, the parsha of Hayim Shemo, Yasa Stuma, that has to be done closed because that's the way it's written in the Torah. The Ofa and Stima, so Yavua Lakama. We'll explain in a moment what that Stima concept is. Then he says, Uparshas Kadesh, At the Betori Hipsucha, Mach Meshumas, Mapsik, Berevach Tesosius, Beshua Kodemus Law, even though the parsha of Kadesh, which is written in the Torah as a Psucha because of the nine letters in the preceding row are blank, the last nine letter spaces are blank, v'kach ein shayach, he said, this is the first parsha that's written, so how can you possibly have the preceding nine letters being blank? There is no preceding nine letters, there is no preceding line. Dehi, parsha rishona, because it's the first one, nevertheless, mikom mokom kivishu maschila b'rosh shita, since it starts at the very beginning, and there's nothing before it, v'en kosel l'funel klum, that's also a definition for tefillin of mikreis pesucha. The ink sav acher sosma, because there's nothing preceding it, so that also fulfills this idea of psucha. The Mechaber had said that if you don't do this, then it's posul. So sifkot and kuf nun zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says this is true whether you made main shasol mistuma psucha or mipsucha l'stuma. If you switched any of them around from psucha to stuma to psucha, the Mechaber holds that it's posul. But then the Ramah brings down v'yesh machshirin bekulam psuchos. The Ramah says that if all of them are psuchos, even the last one, Hayim Shemo, which is supposed to be stumos, if it is written psuchos, that is acceptable too. And in fact, writes, Umedinos Elu Noagim Af Parshas Vayim Shemo Barosh Hashita Kishar Parshas. And in fact, the custom is to write Vayim Shemo at the very beginning of the column and not in the middle of the column, just like we do for all the other parshas. In Sivkot and Kuf Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, wrote Salomar Bidyevet, that when the Ramah said that it's acceptable if you have that parsha Vayim Shemo also in Psucha, Bidyevet is acceptable. The time mom, and the reasoning is Sha'av Shebetorah Parshas Vayim Shemo he's Stuma. Even though in the Torah Vayim Shemo is Stuma, and that's what we said, the Machaber holds you have to write it Stuma over here too. But the Ramah was Meiko. Why? Mikol Makom Kibin Shebetorah Ainu Smucha Klal LaParshas Shema. That's because in the Torah, while Vayim Shemo is Stuma, but it's not right next to the parsha of Shema, and in the Tefillin it is. So it has no real connection to the parsha of Shema in the Torah. So therefore, Ein Zeh Nechshav Shinui Ma Sheharevach Shebeino LaParsha Shema Hu Pasuach Lo Sasum. Therefore, over here, if it's not Sasum, big deal. The Torah, it's not connected also. So it's as if it's Pasuach in the Torah in relationship to the Shema. Kemosha Sasum HaRevach Shelefneh B'Torah. And this isn't like in the Torah where it's a closed parsha because the parsha in front of it is closed to it, but that parsha is not Shema. So kivon shegam b'Torah yesh b'no l'parsha Shema shebetorah revach harbi pasuach. So therefore, when you look at it from that point of view, Shema v'hayim Shema is separated by quite a few parshios. So therefore, it's considered that it's not sasum. The kain iskimu achronim. And therefore, if you don't write it sasum in the parsha in the parchment of the tefillin, Bidyevet, it's good as well, according to Ramah. In Sifkot and Kuf Nun Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, however, Ula Hefech, the opposite, Ima So Eza Parashios Me'ashlosha Parashios Stuma, if you made any of the first three, Kadesh, Voyo Kiviyacha, and Shema, if you made any of those Stumos, instead of them being Psuchos, here, L'kulayam Apostle, everybody would say that that's no good. Kain Kotsu Achronim, and this in fact is the opinion that's brought down in the name of Lavush, the Prima Godim, Rekiv Eger, and the Grizz, and others. Furthermore, Od Kosvo, he brings down in the name of the Levush, the Mogen of Rav and El Yerabba, the Davka im also the Parsha of Hoyo im Shemo, Parsha Psucha, Kosher Ladezu. So only if you do for the Parsha of Hoyim Shemo, do you make it Psucha, is it good. Abol im Ein Lefoneo Revach Klal, Beinol the Parsha Shema, but if you make it not even a Stuma, it's directly connected to the Parsha of Shema in front of it. Lo b'davshalav, lo b'davshal parsha Shema. There's no space at all on its daf at the beginning of Hoya im Shema, nor is there any space at the conclusion of the end of the parsha of Shema. In other words, da'inu shehizkel osa b'roshi tohel yona shevedaf. You started Hoya im Shema at the very, very first word of the possible first line on the very top. Lo iniach reva klal lefaneh b'yosa shita, and there's no space in front of it on that column. And furthermore, v'lo b'sof shita shel parsha Shema, and there's no space at the end of the parsha of Shema. Certainly not even nine spaces, but not even any space. Or if you did leave some space, but it wasn't a space of nine letters. So then, this isn't called closed. This is called something else. This is a total shinui, b'mashiksu b'torah, as opposed to what's written in the Torah, which is stuma. And therefore, if you have no space at all, even though this parsha is supposed to be a closed parsha, this is too closed. This is not correct, and therefore this is not kosher to anyone. Then he adds, "Ubesof parshas vayim shemo." At the end of vayim shemo, which is the last parsha, ain't tzorach linech shum revach. You don't have to leave any space at the end of it. You can go all the way up till the end of the line. There's no parsha after it, so there's no concern psucha stuma. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "The chein noagim l'sayim al ha'aretz." The very last words of the parsha vayim shemo al ha'aretz. The minhag is to write them besof shito atachton, and to have it go all the way till the very end of the last line, and that is the minhag. In Sivkot and Kuf Samach, we wrote that the Ramah said, Umudinos Elu, in our nations, in our Ashkenazic communities, the minhag is to do this. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Va'af l'chatchila mitzvah la'sos osa stuma gam li'yesh machshirim. This, as we pointed out already, is only a bidyevet. So even though l'chatchila, you should make this stuma, as we brought down. So why is the minhag over here to do them all psuchos? So the minhag seems to fly in the face of what the halacha is. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokom, Hatikur Ramah, the Ramah did quote this minhag, the Kivan Sha'ikahu Shabidiyavid Kosher Bicholinyon, because Bidiyavid, if you write it as a psucha, it is good according to everybody, Bidiyavid. V'yevshor lasos a stuma l'divrei kol, but there's no way to make it stuma according to all the opinions to be yotze that way. Therefore, yesh lahachzik b'hamina kazeh kidei shelo l'hotzi laz al rishonim. So he says, this is a good minug, even though it's not a lechatchil according to everybody, but at least be the evidence good according to everybody, and this way you won't cast dispersions ala rishonim. Not exactly sure what he means by this statement, but I think he means that this way your yotzi at least everybody bid the eved. And he says this is also the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Lechem Chamudos. However, the Lavush and the Gra Yoser Tov Lasos Kimosha Kosa B'Shulchan Aruch. They say it's better to be yotzi at least some opinions l'chatchila over here rather than to only be yotzi everybody bid the eved. We'll stop here and pick this up tomorrow. Im Yitzhak Hashem.